Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Photograph of a bloodied young boy injured in a devastating airstrike in the Syrian city of Aleppo has captured the attention of people around the world as it circulates through traditional and social media channels. Meantime, Russia has indicated that it's ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
De Mistura hopes a UN delivery task force reconvenes next week to discuss action, he says, rather than just hopes. South Sudan's former First Vice President Riek Machar has fled to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Machar had been hiding out since early June following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital and left more than 300 dead. Twitter is saying that during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. Company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. Obama administration says a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent upon the release of a group of American prisoners. It is the first time the U.S. government has so clearly linked the two events. State Department spokesman emphasized the negotiations to return the Iranian money were conducted separately. This is VOA News. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, is urging Afghan leaders not to allow political differences to undermine recent security gains in the country. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are locked in a political confrontation raising questions about the survival of the National Unity Government. Two Afghan leaders met on Wednesday, scheduled to hold more talks in the coming days. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke with a group of New York law enforcement leaders about incidents in which African-American men were killed by police officers and police officers were gunned down by African-Americans.
I think it's obvious that recent events from Dallas and Baton Rouge to Milwaukee and across the country underscore how difficult and important the work is ahead of us to repair the bonds of trust and respect between our police officers and our communities.
And for the first time since declaring his presidential run, Republican Donald Trump offered an extended apology to those who may have been hurt by his caustic comments, saying that he regrets some of what he said in the heat of debate. Trump spoke at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he too addressed the policing issue.
The chaos and violence on our streets and the assault on law enforcement are really and truly an attack against all peaceful citizens. If I'm elected president, this chaos and violence will end, and it will end very, very quickly.
A recent Washington Post ABC poll shows Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine lead Trump and his running mate Mike Pence by a 50% to 42% margin among registered voters. U.S. presidential election is about 80 days away, with early voting in the first states set to begin in 5 weeks. The Russian prosecutor's office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office says the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and its security. IRI says its programs encourage democracy. The MDIF provides assistance to independence, news, as well as business information organizations. Get more news by going to our website, voanews.com. The latest from the Olympics there. You should check it out.
That's the latest world news from VOA.